speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
During the war between the states, bands of outlaws and deserters roamed the country in uniform. They used the war as an excuse for looting, pillaging, and savagery. One of these bands was as large and well-equipped as a troop of cavalry. In fact, it was so dangerous that Colonel Ryan and his troopers were sent far from the fighting front to locate and wipe out the renegades.
According to all reports, Collins and Hamill plan to close in on Canyon City. We must locate their main body before they do. Don't try to make a stand if you should contact them. Your mission is to return with the information. Now, here are your patrols. Higgins, Thompson, and Howard will go west.
Yes, sir.
Kelly and Marsh north.
Yes, sir.
Baker and Porter south.
Yes, right, sir.
Clark, Saunders, and Harris east.
Four patrols went out in search of the renegade forces. Baker and Porter, the two soldiers sent on the southern patrol, rode for 2 hours. Suddenly, they were met by a vicious volley of fire from the side and rear as they moved through a narrow path.
Quartet!
Hurry!
Porter sprawled on the ground as his horse went down. While shots screeched close, he saw his partner lying motionless, two bullets through the back. He remembered his orders.
Don't try to make a stand if you should contact him. Your mission is to return with the information.
Baker was dead, but his horse Thunder still lived. Taking a desperate chance, Porter leaped to the saddle.
Get up! Get up there! Get up!
Meanwhile, a masked man and an Indian rode up toward Canyon City from the south. It was the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto. It was almost noon when they came upon the scene of the massacre.
Hello, that horse is dead. Let's see about the soldier.
And this looked like ambush.
Look.
Oh.
Two shots in the back. Poor fellow didn't have a chance.
Oh. What soldier fellow do here?
I don't know. Let's see if we can find some identification.
Huh.
Now look through his clothing. You go through the saddlebags.
Huh.
Here's a wallet. A card with his name. Jed Baker. Home is near Canyon City. It can't be far from here.
This strange...
What's that, Tonto?
things in saddlebag belong to a fella named Porter.
Now, let me see.
Ah, here, name.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Porter.
What you think?
This horse was ridden by Porter. The two were ambushed. Baker was shot and Porter traded horses and escaped.
And what we do now?
I'm going to stay here, take care of the body, and look over the ground. You ride into town, get the supplies, and try to find out where we can locate Baker's family.
Ah.
Here's your sack of coffee. Here's your bacon.
Money. You know soldier feller named Baker?
You mean Jed Baker? Sure do. Why?
Him live near here?
Yeah, but he's not home now. Just his pa and a Chinese cook named Ling.
Where him live?
Well, the place is easy to find. Go straight north along the main trail. It's the first farm you come to.
Not good.
Yeah, just a minute.
What matter?
As long as you're going out to see old Tom, how about doing me a favor?
Well, what you want?
I'm postmaster here in town as well as storekeeper. Got a letter here that a messenger brought in. It's for old Tom. You're taking longer to save me a trip.
Time to take it.
Yeah, here it is. I sure appreciate the favor.
For several days, old Tom Baker and his Chinese cook had been happily engaged in a curious occupation. They'd been making firecrackers. Ling had taught old Tom the art for a special reason.
You think plenty firecracker make Jed happy?
Why, sure. Jed never growed up in some things. Didn't he say in his last letter that he wants to have a real celebration?
Well, we have enough cracker for a fine time.
You know, Ling, I can hardly wait to see my boy. I sure do miss him.
Oh, Ling also miss. Jed, him good boy.
Yeah, this place don't seem the same without him.
Ling like to see horse him ride about.
You mean Thunder? By gracious, he must be a wonderful critter. Well, Jed's head over heels about that horse.
Maybe Jed bring horse home?
I don't know. I sure wish he could, though. I know he loves him. Look, Ling, look over there. Some ass fella with an engine.
Well, mouse man usually bad man.
Quickly, get my gun.
Oh, me get gun, me get
I'll
gun.
I'll fix that fella if he tries anything funny.
Hello.
Hello yourself. What are you farmers up to? I'm a warning you. Ling's getting my gun if you're planning anything smart.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Baker.
Well, how'd you know my name?
Because we were sent to deliver this letter to you.
Letter for me? But how'd you...
The postmaster gave it to Tonto when he went into town for supplies today.
That mask? Why do you wear it if you're on the up and up?
That doesn't matter. Open your letter.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Oh, me got gone, Mr. Tom.
I put it down. You've no need for it.
Oh, Ling, wait. We see.
Oh, what are you looking for, Mr. Baker?
For my spectacles. Can't seem to find them anywhere.
They're on your forehead.
Huh? Oh, yes. Thank you. Guess I'm nervous. There now. Why, it's from my boy, Jed. He's in the cavalry, you know. Good soldier, too. Now, let's see what he has to say. Dear Daddy, I take my pen in hand to inform you that I am very well. I can hardly wait until the renegades are rounded up and I can come home for a spell. Colonel Ryan will permit me. I'll ride Thunder so you can see him. I must close now as there's much work to be done. Hope to be with you soon. Love, Jed. By golly, he thinks he'll be home in a few days. Ain't that great? I'm going to have me a time.
I have something to tell you, Tom.
What's that? What do you have to say?
I'm sorry, but your son won't be home. That's the main reason I'm here.
Won't be home? Say, just what do you mean by that? What are you up to anyway?
Jed died this morning while serving his country.
You're fooling me. Yeah. There's some mistake.
I wish there were, but there's not.
Well, how do you know? What makes you so sure?
Otto and I found his body after he was ambushed.
He was ambushed, was he? Well, I'll bet he took a lot of them renegade fellas with him, though. Bet his gun's still smoking. Probably used up every cartridge he had before they got him. Well, didn't he?
Tom, I...
Come on, speak up. Give me the true facts.
He didn't have a chance to fight.
Huh? What's that?
He never drew his gun.
How do you know?
Here's his cartridge belt, just as I found it.
I can't believe it. Jed was a boy to go down fighting.
Tom, he was shot in the back.
Shot in the back?
Right.
Let me sit down.
You take a chair, too.
Thanks.
So them varmints never did give my boy a chance to fight. Never thought I'd live to see the day that a son of mine would go off to war, get shot in the back by a band of sneaking cutthroats before I had a chance to draw.
I'm sorry, Tom. My heart...
Jed was all I had in the world. Lee and I have been making firecrackers for days for a real celebration when he come home on furlough. Now he ain't coming home. He's dead.
He died in the line of duty.
Did his horse go down with him?
Well, there was a horse with him, but I don't think it was his.
You don't? How do you know? What color was he?
Well, he was brown and was carrying another man's saddlebag.
Then his horse thunder is all right?
I think so.
Yeah, it settles it.
What are you doing?
I'm putting on my boy's gun belt. I'm going to see Colonel Ryan.
And then what?
Just didn't have the chance to use his gun. Well, I'll use it for him. I'm going to get Thunder and ride with Ryan's troopers. I got a score to settle. Them renegades asked for trouble when they shot a Baker in the back. And they're going to get it.
An hour or so later, old Tom Baker arrived at the cavalry camp and obtained an audience with Colonel Ryan.
I'm sorry about your son, Mr. Baker. He was one of my best men.
Well, thank you, Colonel.
I sent some men out after the body and intended to notify you personally when I could spare the time.
I was mighty disappointed to see Jed go down the way he did.
I think I know how you feel.
They sneaked up on him from behind. They never give him a chance at all.
I'm sure things would have been different if they had.
I know they'd have been different. Jed was a real Texan. He'd have wiped him out. He'd have been right...
What was it that you came here for?
I want a chance to help settle the score.
Well, what do you mean?
I want you to let me have Jed's horse, Thunder, so I can ride with you against them renegades.
You place me in a very difficult position, Mr. Baker. Oh, I can't allow you to do a thing like that.
But I'll help you bring them varmints to time. I'll let them know the Bakers are still fighting.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baker, but we couldn't use you.
Why not?
Well, you must consider your age, Mr. Baker.
My age? Look here. I was riding and shooting before I learned to walk. I got a score to settle. What's more, you're almost as old as I am.
I'm sorry, but that's different.
Different, eh? Well, all I can say is you sure got funny ways of fighting a war these days.
Sir, Lieutenant O'Neill reporting with a message from General Martin.
Dispense with the formalities, Lieutenant. You'll have to excuse me, Mr. Baker. Lieutenant, you've had a long ride.
Yes, sir. This is very serious. The main body of the renegades broke through north of Canyon City and practically wiped out Colonel Edwards' troop.
North of Canyon City? Well, they must be heading straight for my farm.
We need all the help we can get. There's very little left between the renegades and Canyon City.
Yeah, it's obvious that they want to take the town.
That's right, sir. That's why we need help so desperately.
If you need help, why don't you let me ride with your troopers, Colonel? Just give me Thunder. I got the guns.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baker, but I can't allow you to ride with us. I'm a busy man now. When this is over, I'll pay you a visit.
Well, if you can't use me, by golly, I'll go back home and fight them my own way.
Lieutenant, most of my men are out on reconnaissance. It's going to take time to round them up.
Come as quickly as you can, sir.
Ride back and tell General Martin that Colonel Ryan and his men will be there just as fast as possible.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. disheartened at the failure of his plan to gain permission to ride with the troopers against the renegades, and hearing that the cutthroat band was coming toward his farm, Tom Baker hurried home.
Oh,
welcome home, Mr. Tom. Ling belly happy you return.
Ling, get out Jed's 6 guns and my rifle. Them renegades is coming this way.
Oh, Ling know they come. Ling hear boom, boom noise and not.
They can't be far off then. Well, don't stand there. Get a move on.
What we do when a renegade fella come?
We're going to do everything we can to stop him. Get those guns now while I hide this talk. By golly, the Bakers are still in the fight.
Ling not wish to appear disagreeably, Mr. Tom, but Ling not think...
Wait, Ling.
What is it, Mr. Tom?
Several horsemen coming up the road.
Oh, yes, so it is.
Looks like Charlie Wilson, the storekeeper, Lou Jenkins, and some... Well, howdy, boys.
Howdy, Tom.
What brings you all out here?
Tom, we've been mighty worried about you.
Worried about me? Why? What do you mean?
Haven't you heard about that renegade outfit's breakthrough to the north of us?
Sure, I heard about it.
Well, come on then, Tom. There's no time to lose.
Come on, where? What do you all mean?
Tow what you've had here into a carriage and come back to town with us where you'll be safe.
Safe? I've been safe here on this farm for 65 years now.
But, Tom, this is war. What's more, the renegades aren't regular troops. They're ex-convicts and cutthroats just out to plunder and kill. According to last reports, there's nothing much left between them and Canyon City.
Boy, that lightning's not out.
Boys, I happen to know that Jed's own outfit will be pulling up here any minute now to wipe them critters out.
Tom, they'll never get here in time. Even if they should, they're bound to make a strong stand here.
Oh, boom, boom, noise, get closer.
Sure they are. You can even see flashes of the guns from your property.
Oh, yes, a hill of fort, good point of vantage.
Tom, your whole farm is liable to become a battleground. They'll ravage the place and maybe even kill you and Ling to boot.
Sure, come on, Tom.
Yeah, you might be killed.
Boys, I was born on this place. It's all I own, my whole life. And I ain't budging for no cutthroat.
But, Tom, they'll kill you.
I appreciate you all wanting to help, but I got a score to settle with them renegades. They shot my son in the back. Long as I'm able to squeeze a trigger, they're going to pay for it.
Realizing the futility of their pleas and respecting the old man's wish to stay and protect his farm, the townsmen returned to Canyon City. All stores were closed, and women and children safely hidden away in anticipation of the arrival of the renegades. As the townsmen reined up in the town square, the Lone Ranger and Tonto pulled in from the west.
Hey, look, boys. Here comes that engine.
Yeah, and a masked man with him.
What are they up to?
What are you doing with that masked man?
Oh, him friend.
Friend, huh? If he's a friend, why doesn't he take off that mask?
I bring news from Colonel Ryan's cavalry.
Speak up. What's the news?
I have the word of Colonel Ryan. There'll be no pillaging in your town if there's no sniping by any of your people.
Sniping?
Yes, this town is known to have people who favor both sides in this war. And some who might snipe at Colonel Ryan's unit as it passed through.
You don't have to worry about that. The town marshal disarmed us all when he heard they were coming through. That promise wouldn't be much good anyway.
Oh, why not?
We just came from old Tom Baker's place, and we could hear the renegades coming and see their fire. They'll beat Ryan's troopers to Canyon City.
Are they coming up through Tom Baker's?
Sure are shooting. And old Tom won't budge.
Then we've got to stop them.
How in the world could we do that?
Well, we're disarmed.
We can't stop
them. It'll be
I have an idea. I need your help.
What's your idea?
I'll tell you when we get to the Baker farm.
Now, wait a minute. It might be a trick.
Well, we don't know this fella.
That's right. We don't know you. With that mask and all, how do we know you're not an outlaw? Or one of the renegades?
You trusted Tonto enough to give him a letter for old Tom Baker. And he's my friend.
Ah, him friend.
Well, that's right, boys. I gave this redskin a letter for Tom and he delivered it. What's more, he just came from Colonel Ryan.
Well, maybe he is all right.
Well, let's hear his plan.
Well, I'll tell you what. We haven't much time to waste. But if you tell us what you've got in mind so everyone will know where he stands, we'll follow you.
Fine. Now, here's my plan.
Meanwhile, the renegade army drew closer to Tom Baker's place by the minute. Collins and Hamill, both ex-convicts and hard-bitten leaders of the cutthroat band, discussed the situation as they rode forward.
Sure was smart the way we wiped out that cavalry unit when they were sleeping, Hamill.
That sure was.
We needed that equipment and grub bad. Ought to last for a couple of weeks lest we run into some real trouble. Yeah, we got some beautiful horses on that deal, too.
Hey, how do you think his next town will be?
Yeah, it's an easy target. Once we move in, the cavalry will never be able to touch us. I know the town as well as I know my own brother.
Been there before, huh?
Yep. Had a few old scores to settle, too.
Is that so?
Got caught in a hold up there. Served a stretch in the town jail. Swore I'd come back, and now here I am on the way.
Well, that being the case, we'll let the boys give Canyon City a very special working over.
Now you're talking, Hamill. Yes, sir, a real working over.
Better be careful now. We're nearly there.
If my memory's right, that farm up ahead's the only thing between us and the town.
Great. We'll pick up a chicken or two on that farm.
Hey, wait! We're riding in the ambush. Rein up, man!
Oh, hit the dirt! Take cover, get into there!
Fire back at them!
Fire at will!
Collins and Hamill and the renegades sought what cover they could. As from the direction of old Tom Baker's farm, there came forth the fiercest barrage that ever encountered. The outlaws clutched the shaking earth as flames spewed down upon them from the hill ahead and steady crackling sounds mixed with powerful mortar-like explosions. Pinned to the ground by the apparent heavy bombardment, it was impossible for the renegades to return fire with much accuracy. A few minutes later, except for sporadic explosions, the intense firing ceased. Collins and Hamill quickly rallied their men.
Hey, the fire's died out, Collins.
Yeah, let's move.
All right, man up! Let's get out of here. Hurry it up. Let's run loose.
As the renegades came out of hiding and started to mount their horses for a charge on the hill ahead, the firing began again with a new intensity. Once again, the cutthroat army was thrown into confusion. Horses stomped and reared. Riders were thrown to the ground. The outlaw forces scattered in an effort to seek cover.
And they started up again, Hamill.
Hey, we'll have to take cover and wait it out.
I take cover, come on!
When the heavy firing ceased, the renegade leaders rallied their men. But as the outlaws came out of cover, the bombardment was renewed. This happened again and again in the hour that followed. A lull, a renegade attempt to charge, then a renewal of the explosions which threw the outlaws into disorder. Collins and Hamill crawled close to discuss the situation.
Hamill, you notice anything funny about all that noise up ahead?
I don't know. What do you mean?
How many casualties do you have?
I don't know.
Well, I just remembered about the old man who lives on that farm up there. Crazy about fireworks. Got a Chinese cook that makes piles of them every 4th of July.
But how...
Hamill, all that noise up ahead is nothing but fireworks. We're letting an old man with fireworks scare the daylights out of a whole outfit.
You sure you know what you're talking about?
I'll stake my life on it. Watch me now.
Hey, what are you trying to do? You're standing up.
Sam, look at me, men. These aren't bullets. They're nothing but fireworks.
Fireworks?
Hey, Collins, you fool, get down! That was a bullet!
How do you know?
I could hear it spatter off that big rock.
That's right, now I heard it.
Well, then how you gonna...
Did you notice the rest of the stuff is just noise? You don't hear much of it bouncing around like that for all the noise they're making up there.
Hey, Kelly, you're right.
I told you I knew what I was talking about.
And what are we gonna do?
We're gonna charge. We call the bluff of whoever's making all that racket. Round up the men.
Right. Come on up, men, let's go!
We charge in just 3 minutes!
Get your sabers ready and mount up!
Make those fools pay for this. We're going to attack! Come on, let's get going!
As the renegades prepared to charge on old Tom Baker's place, the Lone Ranger, Tom, and the men from town were very busy.
Help me here. Need some more firecrackers.
Where's that powder keg?
Bring him over here, Lamb.
Look out there. They're getting ready to charge again.
Yes, I see, Tom.
What do we do now?
Charlie, how much gunpowder do we have left?
He's just about gone.
We've been shooting these crackers and blasting with that powder for over an hour.
Well, lucky we make many cracker.
Firecrackers won't help much against the cavalry.
Oh, look. Start to come.
Keep firing. Otto, have them hold the rest of the gunpowder.
What are we going to do now?
We still have a chance, Tom.
Colonel Ryan's troopers are going to come in. They'd better get here fast.
Only that smart town marshal hadn't taken all the guns away.
Well, look. They start charge.
It won't take long for them to get here now.
There are still two rows of fences and a stream between us. There's still time. Keep firing that powder.
Keep firing the powder, boys! I'm afraid we're done for. Those running ain't stopping nothing.
Listen. Hunter with your bugle.
This engine's hearing things.
Oh, no. Honey, horse come. Sound like cavalry.
He's right. The Redskins right.
Leaping, Hannah. Here comes the cavalry.
Colonel Ryan and his men.
Hold to it. Get them coming up that hill.
Hooray, hooray. That's Jed's old outfit. Come to rescue his daddy's place.
Stop firing. Our job is done.
Look, the troopers and renegades are coming together down there.
Within half an hour, the well-trained and disciplined cavalry had turned the tide of battle rounded up the renegades and saved old Tom Baker's place as well as Canyon City. The battle over, Colonel Ryan rode over to the little group of spectators.
Colonel Ryan at your service, gentlemen.
Got here in the nick of time, Colonel.
Sort of looks like you saved the day with that cavalry of yours.
Your men did a good job of holding them off so we could. I understood you were disarmed.
This masked man showed us a trick with fireworks. That's how we did it.
Fireworks?
You see, Colonel, Ling and me worked like beavers making firecrackers to use when Jed come home. When this masked fella heard about the renegades coming this way, he had his fire them all so it sounded like a lot of guns to the cutthroats coming up from below.
We held them off for over an hour.
Well, looks as if Jed's fireworks came in pretty handy.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for Jed, the fireworks never would have been made, and we couldn't have held off the renegades.
You said you wanted to let the renegades know that the Bakers were still fighting.
That's right.
Well, I think you succeeded. I wish there was some way we could repay you for the wonderful job you've done.
There is, Colonel Ryan.
What do you mean?
I believe the horse thunder would be a fine reward.
Say, that's a splendid idea. Sergeant, bring Thunder over here.
Yes, sir. Coming up.
Mr. Baker, this is Thunder.
Well, by golly, Thunder, I don't wonder Jed loved you so. Look at him, Colonel Ryan, look. Nuzzling his nose right into my arm.
He knows he's found a good home, Mr. Baker.
Do you really mean?
I mean that I think the masked man's suggestion was excellent. Thunder's all yours. He now belongs to the fighting Bakers.
Colonel, you sure made an old man happy. Say, where's that masked fella?
Well, I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
Well, by goodness, he's gone.
And that engine with him.
And we never even had a chance to thank him.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.